Brad, you said you have set up some kind of protection mechanisms to thwart off these evil spirits or these tough spirits. How have you done that?
Well, it's essential and it's basic. It's before you enter such a place where especially there appears to have been a history of violence. And, you know, I never used to use words like evil. I never used to believe that there was truly evil, but I revised that opinion. And there were such negative entities there. And again, simply to pray and to visualize yourself being surrounded by white light, by angelic light, and again ask a blessing upon your work. And then, of course, the next thing to do is to have a good crew accompanying you. People who are down to earth, who are not suggestible, and who will not at every little creek say, ah, there it is. And to truly approach things in a balanced way. And I think, in a kind of respectful way. Ghosts are humans. There's certainly, if we're talking about survival after death, we're talking about the human spirit. And if we're talking about psychic residue, that's a marvelous phenomenon that somehow exists. But then if we should be confronting an intelligence that is hostile or negative, you have to be extremely balanced or you're going to lose it, as I almost did on one occasion when, to tell it briefly,
sure, go ahead.
This was a home in which violent murders had taken place. Now, in succession, which seems to indicate that there's a pattern, and if a murder was committed by a couple, I might as well say it then, a man had blown his wife literally in half with a shotgun.
Oh, boy.
Then the place sat empty for quite a while, and then another couple moved in, and the same thing happened, and sits empty for a while, someone moves in, and the same thing happens. Now, you would seem to think that, you know, maybe without even being thought superstitious or fearful, you might think there's something about the house.
Yeah, you would think so.
And it was an extremely old house, and in this particular case, we were brought there by police officers who reported manifestations. So many cases were initiated by police officers who simply were open enough to admit that the police manual didn't cover what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this house, the family that lived there, they said that there was blood flowing out of the faucets, that there were faces on the wall, that dark entities were moving around. So again, I thought, power of suggestion must have taken over those people, and of course we would come in and solve everything. Well, I had my first suspicions were up against more than my psychic residue theory when I was in a back room where one of the murders had taken place, and I was making recordings and picking up different impressions and so forth on various instruments, and the door kept trying to close. Now, it had to swing uphill, so it wouldn't just normally close doors.
Mm-hmm.
It had to close uphill. So, again, I had two associates, husky guys, say, hold that door open, because they said, I don't know what, but, you know, it's some kind of psychokinetic power. So, when I left the room, I very arrogantly said, all right, if the blankety-blank thing wants the blankety-blank door closed, close it and lock it. And then went upstairs. Within moments, something, some power, some energy, some entity literally blew that door off the hinges.
Oh my.
Think of the power that was.
Oh, my.
And then lifted each of us, not high, but just high enough.
It doesn't take much.
No, and dropped us. Now, I had a life altering experience then. And you talked if I'd ever been frightened. There was that moment of primeval fear that I had ticked off something that I didn't understand and was obviously incredibly powerful, and had the type of energy. I mean, what else would it do? What else would it, you know? Would it burst? I didn't know what would happen. And so we just again had to be calm, had to say, "All right, now we can handle this. We can get it together. We can calm down, and we can, you know, power of mind, we can resist whatever this thing is going to do next." And just by calming down, calming and focusing, somehow then we, now I'm not going to be arrogant again and say we drove it back to the basement, but at any rate, we established a plateau wherein we could work and perform a prayer and an exorcism and at least bring some kind of tranquility to the family that was living in that house. But you see, that was a moment when I realized this was an intelligence that had been watching us, that had been responding to us, and that, you know, just took a particular disliking to me, by the way. And that was a moment, you know, of fear, because it was a very primeval fear, George, of the unknown.
You challenged it, and it didn't want you to do that.
Yes, and you see, I had such wonderfully worked out theories, you know, of what hauntings were. Just a reflexive mechanism somehow impressed in the environment, and then people, you know, probably with power of suggestion could activate this, or they, if they had witnessed this, then they projected some of their fears and some of their hopes into this haunting that you couldn't interact with any more than you could interact with the characters on a movie screen. I had this theory all worked out, and now this just went out the window. Now, the theory is still good for one type of haunting, but I had to add, certainly, that sometimes you're going to encounter an intelligence and an entity that can be aggressive and that can take offense. So you better watch what you say, watch what you think.
Were you able, Brad, to contain this permanently, or was it only for a moment?
Well, in that case, we try to follow up. We try to follow up in each case. And it's, I think in this situation, if I recall, that the family was destroyed by the haunting. And I think that they left the home, and I think one of the teenage girls, you know, was seriously mentally affected by their stay. It was really a messy situation all around, where a haunting had, you know, again, a house of evil that had just permeated the entire atmosphere and really made the house unlivable.